live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Wednesday night, 8:10. Little late, Jack. Not bad.
It's getting better.
Nice job by the guests you had on there. Always fun to listen to them girls.
They
know what the heck's going on, boy.
Yep.
What a job that'd be, though. Huh? I would love to be the guidance counselor.
No, you wouldn't.
Huh?
No, you wouldn't.
That'd be a great gig.
Okay.
Elementary principal, I'm out. Kids start crying, I'd start crying. Little brats, I'd hit them. I wouldn't last a week. I'm joined here by my good friend and partner, Harold Feely. Hello, Fee.
Hello, Bubby.
Jack, you got a mic or
no?
No, we're out.
We're out. What happened to our mics?
You're using them.
We got we had six mics.
No.
No.
Have four plus my headset, and Chuck usually brings his own when he comes.
Chuck's out of here, ain't he? He don't come up anymore.
Can't see me.
He's done.
I haven't seen him for a while, no.
No, he's done. Chuck said, I'm done, boys.
Did he?
Okay. He don't like sports talk.
He's out. Sports talk, he said, I'm leaving you hanging, boys.
I'm done with sports talk. Had enough.
I hate Chuck.
Chuck hates us.
He's in love now.
Yeah.
He's got kind of like this guy over here.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. Cody Feely. How about a round of applause?
Oh, buddy. It's a little late.
How old?
25.
Is that all?
25.
Oh, he's older than that. 25?
25.
And then how about the birth of your son?
Yep.
How cool is that? Toby Metzger.
Dope.
It is awesome.
That is pretty neat stuff, man. Is there anything better?
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better.
That's one of the first things I texted some people. I said winning a state championship was unreal, but having a child is...
It's unbelievable. I'm with you, brother.
It's the top, baby.
It is great. Mr. Feely, nice game last night, buddy. We needed that
big win. Big win for the old fort.
Yep, oh, except
we needed that. We got...
first inning, Harold sent one of our runners, and he got thrown out.
Nope. Cade tripled first inning.
Oh, was that second time he was up there?
Yeah.
Sorry. My apologies.
Okay. No, man, I don't blame you. Come on, don't be grossing Fee out. let us do that.
6-0. What do you want?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great win, Fee. I seen the completion of the Delphus and Parkway game tonight.
Didn't go the way we wanted.
Delphus won that 13-9 or something, and they remain undefeated in the MAC.
Yep.
And Coldwater's undefeated in the MAC, correct?
Yeah, they play Friday, I think.
And they play Friday.
Yep.
Weather permitting.
Friday. Yep, weather permitting, they play Friday. So
we got a big one tomorrow night.
Another big one. Yep. Parkway's tough.
Yeah, they are tough, and they're going to want a piece of the Indians.
Yep. I think Twaitse might want a piece of them, too.
I'm hoping so, too. I think that'd be a good game.
I think he'll be,
I think, we're 11-5, and we didn't have any relapse from that game Saturday, and we talked about that last night.
That was bad.
That was a tough game to lose Saturday, and then to come back and get a gem from Cade Wendell, he's a gamer, ain't he?
He sure is. He went the whole distance. I think he ended up throwing 120 pitches, and he wanted to finish. Said he felt great, and I was glad he did, dude. He was dialing last in. He looked good last night. Throwing the ball hard. Curveball was coming in pretty well, so... Marion's not bad. We didn't get to see the Ligers kid, but the other two kids they threw weren't too bad. But we did a pretty good job, I thought. I thought the whole team, top to bottom, we got some hits, got some big hits out of the bottom, guys. That's what we needed.
Yeah, that double that Posty had.
Yeah.
That was a shot.
Great shot. Davis Will had a base hit up the middle. Caught RBI, that's what them guys need, a little shot of confidence. And, you get that confidence going, you never know what's going to happen. We get in tournament time.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we got two starters that can beat anybody.
Pretty good. Yeah, real good.
Yep. And unlike when these guys played.
Yeah.
Who's your pitcher? Greg?
Nah, he quit.
He's done, buddy.
A part-timer.
Yeah, he was a part-timer. You guys could have been good.
Hey, we had heart.
We could have been good.
We had heart. Huh? We had heart, baby.
We may have only won two games, I think.
Oh, we had heart.
You had no fastball.
Yeah. Look at the headlines in the news today, and I didn't know if you guys seen ESPN laid off 50.
They're dropping like flies.
And we're talking about some big namers.
100. Yeah. There's 100.
100. Yeah, 100 total, but
what's
50.
What's up with that? They making any money? Or?
Evidently not.
Well, I seen something on there. They paid Texas $65 million this past year for their network. And on Christmas Eve or something, they had rodeo. They had the rodeo on.
Whoops.
On like a prime time, they had a rodeo on. Jason. So
that's
I
prime time in Texas.
I would assume it's things like that. And then when they signed that deal, Texas football was unbelievable. I mean, they were good, like Vince Young type.
Yeah, and then they went tubers.
Yeah, and now they're nothing. So.
And what do they pay the BCS?
Oh.
I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, man.
It's billions of dollars.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So.
There were some big names.
Go home.
You're done. So are they just going to run commercials during those times when those people are on the air? What are they going to do?
Like Ed Warner, he was in New Orleans. He's supposed to be down there for the draft.
Yeah.
They laid him off today. And
Jay Crawford.
Yeah, that's.
Jay Crawford.
And they keep that stupid idiot 6 o'clock show with the.
Jameel Hill.
Jameel Hill and that black dude. That's the worst show on ESPN.
Yeah.
You're still studying.
Yeah, I am. I'm into this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We're joined here by Toby and Cody, and we're going to do a mock draft, first round mock draft of the 32 teams.
Yep.
And we're going to go, everybody's going to make a pick for the first round between you two, and me and Fee's going to discuss it, and we're going to throw our questions at it. I think we'll come right back, Spencey. Let's take a break and come back. Let's pick number one.
Start the drill.
All right.
Let's go. Draft up.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Port Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their fourth annual golf open Saturday, May 13th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, 10 Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. The deadline to sign up is May 6th. As always, the Fort Recovery Community Club appreciates your support and looks forward to seeing you out on the course Saturday, May 13th, 1 o'clock at the Portland Country Club.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday. They start picking up very early, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. Spring cleanup day for village residents is this Saturday, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. Our new EMS building is finished, and you're invited to stop by and take a look. Head over to St. Henry this Sunday for the open house from 1 to 4, with the official dedication ceremony taking place at 1. They're inviting the public to stop in and see their new facility, 100% paid for by private donations. You're welcome to stop by and take a look and ask questions, and there will be tours. So don't miss the EMS building open house in St. Henry this Sunday from 1 to 4, with the dedication ceremony starting at 1.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee Show, Mr. Toby Metzger, Mr. Cody, the birthday boy, Feely, and his mock draft 2017. It's a Browns Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every year.
Are you fired up?
it's
Super Bowl.
Better than Christmas.
Are you off Friday?
This is big.
No.
What?
I'm going in late.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
This is like Christmas.
You gotta watch it all tomorrow night because the first pick of the second round. So
We're trading up.
What?
Yep.
We're not going to get rid of that first pick of the second round.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Look out.
This is why these boys are here.
They've been studying.
They have been studying.
Is there any possibility the Browns don't take that Garrett?
If they don't take him, that's the biggest mistake.
They're idiots.
I think so.
I don't know. I think if that happens, then the Browns, that's just typical Browns, though.
Okay, I'm going to read this off to you, okay? Let me get my glasses on.
Spec up.
Okay. 1992, first pick of the NFL draft, Steve Ettman. 1994, Big Daddy Wilkinson.
Bust.
2000, Cody Brown. Courtney Brown. 2009, Mario Williams.
Bust.
Oh,
no, he's not solid.
Jadeveon Clowney, the last one.
Solid.
Clowney's
solid. Solid. He hasn't, he played one of the last 3 years.
Last year he was very good, if healthy. Last year he was very good.
So that's five defensive ends taken.
None of them any good.
And none of them any, none of them. Do you spend that first pick?
Yes.
On a defensive end, kind of money.
Have to.
I mean, because I think their other option would be quarterback, and the one they love has played 13 college football games.
13. No, their other options trade out of it.
Well, yes, but
they can't do that to the Browns fans anymore. They've done that way too many times. I think you're killing your fan base. If everybody's in consensus that this kid's a stud,
that this kid's a stud.
I think
you take him. Don't even think about it.
The best thing in the world would be listening to Hugh Jackson talk to our front office, because our front office is crazy, I think. And
crazy what?
I just think they are loose cannons. So you don't know what they're going to do.
Sasha?
And everybody thinks.
Last year we had 14 picks, and two of them are worth a crap. The rest of them are horrible. How do you do that? That's why we said we got 14 picks again this year. It don't matter.
I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying. Is that next year the quarterback class is loaded.
It is.
The quarterback out of UCLA, where's the other one at? There's two.
UCLA is the I like the most.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there'll be a couple more that comes on.
So just let Shossi and them do their thing, and we'll be one win again. We'll get the good quarterback next year.
That is a list of names. Ettman, Wilkinson, Brown, Williams, Clowney. All first-round picks that you're paying huge dollars to.
The only
huge dollars.
The only thing I don't like about this kid is I think he's out there. He's just...
Why, because he likes dinosaurs?
Yeah, he's just weird. And
he takes plays off. You got to admit that. Every time you look at his...
But he's... I agree, but... Joey, as an NFL staff...
Jeff Saturday says we all take plays
Yes,
off.
As an NFL staff...
Jeff Saturday, bite my...
That's your job, is to motivate him for... and get him playing. I mean, he's just an absolute freak. You can't not
The only reason I really like him, too, is I think our defensive... I like our defensive coordinator we just got, Williams or whatever. And I think that they will... He's better than what we had. And I just can't.
Here's the only other thing.
We might trade down again and get more picks.
Here's another thing I'm going to add to this, okay? He's coming from one of the most overrated programs in college football.
For sure.
A&M, yeah.
If Texas A&M has won 10 games one time in the last 22 years...
If it wasn't...
One time they've won 10 games out of probably the richest recruiting state.
Oh, for sure.
They've won 10 games one time.
If it wasn't for Johnny Football, they would still be...
Name their last irrelevant. Stud.
Yeah, Johnny Football. That's about their only stud.
Well, that good.
I'm just saying, there's question marks. If the Browns trade out of this, or if they... Would they take Trubisky?
See, I think going back to Harold's thing, they have 14 picks. You almost can't trade down. What do you want, 16, 17 picks?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
And we're loaded. We got picks wide open again next
week. Hey, we got to let this play on.
Oh, don't try to rush.
Yeah, don't rush.
This is going to be.
It's Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett.
First pick, Cody Feely. No doubt.
I'm staying safe. Taking Miles.
It's.
That's a pretty safe bet, I think.
Unbelievable.
But there's only one team in the NFL that would drop on him.
Oh, they're sitting at number one. They could draft Leonard for him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have no idea.
And he'll break his leg first play.
Oh, they Garrett, could. They, Garrett's, who knows?
Garrett's going to break his leg.
All right. So we're taking Miles Garrett.
Yep.
All right. So the number two pick of the draft is the Niners, right?
Yes. On the clock.
They're on the clock. And Toby, your Niners pick is?
This is tough. They want to trade out bad. Bad, bad. And that's the only reason they're saying they want Mitch Trubisky. And they're putting it out there big time. And I don't think they want him at all. But they want the Browns to trade back up. They want something to happen so they can get out.
They're throwing a huge dagger.
I think so for sure. Because I think the next best player or two is the Jamal Adams from LSU, safety freak. I mean, about as safe a pick as you can get. Or Solomon Thomas, the defensive lineman from Stanford. That kid can play anywhere. And I have them taking Solomon Thomas, which is tough because their last two first-round picks were both D-linemen in the exact same spot, but Thomas can play anywhere across the line. And I think with the second overall pick,
probably a good pick for San Francisco, too.
You take best player available.
Stanford.
Just take the best player available, and I think that's Solomon Thomas.
I agree with you on Solomon Thomas. Cody?
I agree, too.
Solomon Thomas is going to the Niners. And now this is where the Bears are talking. What do you do with the Bears? They need everything. Bears are the Bears.
Once again, they want to trade out.
You know the Browns play the Bears on Christmas Eve.
That's exciting.
How sick is that?
I think the number one pick.
Again.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Browns and Bears.
That could be.
Yeah.
Who you got, Cody?
Cody, what you got?
I am taking the safety from LSU, Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams.
Exactly who I have, too.
Say that's a pretty safe bet. That's
exactly who I have.
All they've talked about him is he's a clean kid and a great player. And you can't go wrong.
Some people keep saying that, he's an in-the-box safety, tackles, can he cover? The year before that, he was playing the free safety type role and was unbelievable at that,
tremendous,
too. So I think he's a very safe bet to be a top player in the NFL.
I say Malik Hooker is the pick right there.
See, and I would not argue that.
Hooker. I'm taking Hooker.
Bears. I would not argue that.
Number four pick is the
Jaguars.
Now, the Jaguars are interesting. Mm-hmm. Because now they're saying maybe Blake Bortles is not our quarterback.
And there's rumors they love Deshaun Watson. Love him.
Really?
Yes.
But there's also, they could be doing this to dagger the Browns.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They want them picks.
And they
That's right.
I mean, because they would get the 12th pick, they'd get the 33rd pick. And
so you think you're going to get away with that?
No. Actually, I printed
off. The Browns,
off.
I mean, would you think they would take the 12th pick and our first in the second round?
I printed off.
For one,
there was
to move
one,
up them spots?
Let's see.
Or you need more than that?
They're going to want more than that.
I think they're going to want more.
CBS. CBS's mock draft had the Browns trading up to number 2.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's a point system for all these draft picks. So that point, that's 2,600 points. And it had the 49ers getting in return the number 12 pick, 33 pick, 108, and next year's second, which adds up to be 2,438. So by point system, the Browns came out ahead, but, I mean, they're giving up a lot of picks. But like you said, they have 14 picks.
They got a lot of picks, so.
I don't think they're going to have to give up as much as what people are saying either.
They're just not saying these quarterbacks are just not tremendous. They're all okay. They're pretty good players. You know, they're winners. Watson's a winner. You know, Trubisky has no, 13, like you said, 13
Trubisky,
games.
He's not even really a winner. He went 8-5.
So we don't even know if he's any good.
Exactly.
But
skills there, but
Orlando, Florida, Jones cornerback Seven Banks announced a commitment to Ohio State by complete surprise.
Basketball or football?
Football.
Urban.
He's unbelievable, ain't he?
We're going to get that kid from Penn State, too, that five-star defensive end.
That's a no-doubter. I agree with that.
We just got the kid from Georgia.
Yep. Okay, so where are we at? We're at number what?
Four Jags.
Four
Jags.
Cody, what do you got?
I am going to go with the big guy from Alabama, Jonathan Allen.
What about his shoulders?
Yeah, but earlier before they were saying he could have been number 2.
Oh, right.
Or 1, even, with the Browns. But now, with the whole shoulders thing, he dropped down, but I still think he's...
Oh, I agree. I think it's a
stud.
Pretty solid pick. I have Leonard Fournette going to the Jags just because he's a freak. I mean, runs a 4.4, weighs 250.
Big running back.
And you know he's going... I feel like he's going up there somewhere, so that's where I threw him. Once again, it's... We have no idea.
Mike, here's my question, okay? So if you take Fournette there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Blake Bortles, I just think that could be a quarterback pick.
I agree.
I think it's going to be, what's his name?
Deshaun?
Yeah.
I think it could be, too.
I think they're going to go quarterback, and they're going to say, Blake,
They're gonna put him out there for somebody to pick up.
I agree.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like we said before, I mean, one change, one trade, one reach, it changes
it's
everything.
It's going to be interesting when somebody does pull it out of here and all of a sudden everything's screwed up.
I mean, that's the thing. Because if you're drafting a quarterback that high, I feel like you're reaching.
Yeah.
So there's reaching. And then none of the offensive linemen in this class are first-round grades, but you know teams are going to reach for them in the first round.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
if you're the Browns and you have enough gonads to say, I ain't moving.
That's right.
Is there any chance that Trubisky drops all the way down,
absolutely,
too?
Absolutely.
I think he might. He might fall in your line.
It's unbelievable. When I was filling these mock drafts out and looking at mock drafts, I mean, I would say 70% of them have Trubisky at 12
at
to
12.
Browns.
Yeah. I think that
just
would
call
be.
Everyone else's bluff. And
yep.
Mel's latest has him going to in the 12.
Yeah. I mean, I just think there's just so much.
I really wish. I hope they just stay put.
And even if you don't get them, you're going to have a stud at 12 sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get somebody
good. You are going to have a very good football player sitting at number 12.
Yep.
They're going to have a first-round pick sitting at 33.
And then your first round, then your quarterback is going to be the third burglar from Houston.
Brock? I'm not. Cody Kessler beats him out.
No way. Cody Kessler can't throw from here to the bank.
He's worked on his arm strength this year, all season.
He can't throw a ball.
He can't.
30 yards.
He can't. He's
bad.
He's Matt Groff.
Yeah. Good at handing it off.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad quarterback. He couldn't throw.
Great kid. Good quarterback. Yeah. Can't throw it.
Can't throw very deep.
He's the best we had that year.
Tennessee Titans at 5. So what's going to happen here? This is where they say the Browns are coming.
And Tennessee wants to trade out just like the other last three teams. But I have them. I haven't taken Marshawn Lattimore from Ohio State.
So you got him not trading out.
I have nope. I didn't do any trades because then it.
Here he comes, boy.
This is the Browns pick right here.
Browns are coming in right here.
Okay, so you got taking Trubisky there.
Taking Trubisky at 5.
Taking him at 5, and it's going to cost us.
It's going to cost us. I'm thinking people are crazy. We ain't going to have to get rid of that 33rd.
That's the P. I don't want to get rid of the 33rd.
I think we're going to get rid of that next second rounder.
Which is what, the 50?
No, 40. Is it 40? I thought it was 40.
52.
52.
52.
And then we're going to have to give next year's second rounder, and then we'll give a later round this year. Nope. Fourth rounder this year.
It's going to cost us a 1.
According, if you're looking at this point.
Well, we're giving them 12. We'll give them 12.
I know.
52. Second next year and a fourth.
Because if you go up to 5, and this point system is literally, you see them on ESPN, this is right. What they base it off of. The fifth spot's 1,700.
Don't matter.
So if they gave him number 12, that's 1,200. So you need 500 points to make up. So if they gave him the 52, that's 380. So maybe they could give him a 3 and a 4, and they'd
might
be happy.
Get away with it.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, boys, stay put. Brown, stay put. They're going to drop. He's going to drop right in your lap.
He's a hometowner. That's why I'm
Bernie.
That is the reason.
Bernie.
He's Bernie. I'm with you on that.
That is right.
Mentor, I'm back on that.
That's all right. Big. Number 6, boys, it is the Jets. Who knows what they're doing? They're worse than the Browns, really.
They're trying to get out of there, too, I think.
They're bad.
They may get a quarterback.
No.
Nope. You probably got 7 of them right now.
You just drafted Christian Hackenberg with your second round pick last year.
They said they hate him, though.
But they drafted him.
They got 4 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They got old helicopter.
Yeah.
They just signed a chopper.
Who's the Jets pick?
Who is that? Who is the chopper?
A guy from the Browns.
Oh.
First play from scrimmage, he gets hit so hard he's spinning like a helicopter.
I can't believe they want him because they're the ones that knocked him out.
Yeah, they killed him.
Maybe they figured they owed him.
Yeah, pretty good. Good flight on that.
I got the Jets taking Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman from Alabama, because they've been looking all offseason to get rid of their former number one pick, the D tackle. Can't think of his name off the top of my head. But so this would be,
I did see that. Yeah, they've been wanting to get rid of him.
Yeah, this would replace him, and Allen can play all over. So I think that would be a good, solid pick for them. Safe. Granted, his shoulders are awful, but.
Yeah. Coach, who you got?
I am going to go with. I'm between O.J. Howard and Marshawn Lattimore. I think I'm going to go with the cornerback, though.
I'm going to go with O.J. Howard. I'm going to go with the tight end.
He's
tight end is the new thing in the NFL.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
And he's a freak.
He is. I mean, I think
there's three of them, right?
There's three of them.
Three of them that are freaks.
Todd McShay says, well, now Vegas is allowed to put prop bets on the draft. And last,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So last he was saying it was like 3.5 in the first round, tight ends. And he said, if I bet it, I would pay all my money on the over.
Really?
I don't see more than three. I see Howard, the kid from Miami with the different last name, and Ingram.
Yeah.
But he thinks a fourth one's going to slip in there.
Number seven, boys.
Chargers. This is where Hooker goes. If he's not off the board yet, this is where they need that free safety to replace Eric Weddle. I mean, they missed him mightily this past year.
This is a defensive
pick. This is what I got.
Has to be. Yep, they got good defense. I agree with that. Carolina Panthers at 9?
8.
Or at 8, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. It seems to be the popular pick.
Like,
so
everybody said that.
Everyone I've read has said that.
That's the pick.
You just got to get Cam Newton some help. His best receiver last year was Ted Ginn.
The problem is I don't think McCaffrey's that good.
But you can make him good.
I think he
can do a lot of stuff.
I think he's safe because he can play receiver, he can play running back, and he's a great returner. I think he's good. I think his stock took a huge hit when he decided to sit out that bowl game.
Yeah.
And I think it gets overlooked, but I think he's pretty good.
All right, boys. Let's take a break.
Breakdown.
Let's come back with the Cincinnati Bengals first pick of the draft. This, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Winter's over, the warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great, and the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Our Indians baseball team went on the road and defeated Marion Local on Tuesday night 6-0. They're now ranked in the top 10 in the state and playing well. The Indians will host the Parkway Panthers on Thursday, and there are no more games scheduled the rest of the week because of prom. Get out to the ballpark to cheer on our Indians on Thursday evening for another big MAC contest. But remember, if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Loud tone anyway.
Here we go.
He told some people.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. I'm joined with Tommy Metzger, Cody Feely, Jack, and Spencer here. We got breaking news, boys. News that just caught me in complete shock, and that is that our head basketball coach, Chris Guggenbiller, was not renewed for 2018. And a shocker to us, and I think we're all sitting here talking, and I just never dreamed that, you know, after the incident.
Yeah.
Everything's
went pretty well.
Everything's well. The kids came back, played well.
Yes, played very well.
Yeah. I mean, in the district final.
It's basically as if nothing happened, which is exactly how you want it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did they say why or say?
I don't know any details. I just know that he was not renewed, and
we got people making fun of us at the door.
Yeah, I don't like people making fun of us.
I remember when she used to be nice.
Yeah.
I got a good picture too. I still have her son.
Coach Googs out.
Out. No, I'm not too happy with that one, I don't think.
Yeah.
He did a nice job. I thought he did a pretty good job of holding things together there afterwards, and we made a nice run.
Okay, I'm taking this from a not basketball coach as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He is an A1 guy.
Great guy.
Yeah,
he's an A1 guy. He's a champ.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I would agree. And you don't wish that on your worst enemy.
Yeah.
And Goose and his family and everybody. We I feel for you, big fella, and he'll be back. Googsy's
I agree.
He's got his act together, and it just shocked me. I was really surprised. So,
yep.
Chris Guggenberg out as head coach of Fort Recovery Indians. All right, so we're getting back to the mock draft, and this is a big pick. We got a lot of Bengals
fans.
We got a lot of Bengal fans. Fee's a Bengal fan.
No.
Huh?
No.
A little bit.
No.
Jack is. Jack's an idiot. Oh, is that your Bengal?
Ooh, that's a big roar.
That was impressive.
That was a roar. Right, roar by the big Jack.
Scared.
Cody likes the Bengals.
No. I hate them.
You don't like them?
Not at all.
All right, so this pick, boys, the Cincinnati Bengals, and Bengals have a lot of holes to fill.
Yes, they do.
But they got to get somebody to protect Andy Dalton.
They're not picking a lineman here.
No.
There's none good enough to pick here.
No.
Nope.
Andy Dalton needs help.
If he needs help, it's going to be a receiver here.
Red Rockets. They're not going to take a receiver. They're not going to take the kid out of Western Michigan.
Corey Davis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Who's the pick, Toby?
I have him taking Hassan Reddick.
Never heard of him.
Outside linebacker defense.
I think they're going to be pissed, and I just had the same pick.
The biggest riser since this thing's... I think the best pick for him is Reuben Foster. But with everything that he's been through, I have a feeling he's just going to fall.
Reuben Foster's the pick.
I think he's the no-doubt pick. If they don't mind his off-field whatever's going on. He's the perfect... To put him...
They always have all them...
They got dude last year put the big bonger on his face.
Tunsil.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Larry Tunsil. That was the greatest picture.
That picture was from like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Larry, and someone just decides to put it on there and it makes him lose $10
million.
I mean,
he wasn't too bad.
He had a great year. He actually moved out to their left tackle and started left tackle last
year. That's right.
But if you can put Foster with Burfett or whatever, the nut.
They lost the Hawaiian.
Long haired dude.
Magaluga. They've lost
him. Oh, no, Ray Maluga.
They lost him 5 years ago. He's been terrible.
Well, he sucked.
But I think that's the pick, but I changed it because I put Reddick there because Foster.
I think Pac-Man, he'll tutor him.
Pico's the guy. He's gone, right?
Pico's gone.
So you're going to go with this up and comer.
He's a Temple guy.
Reddick.
Yeah, a lot of stars out of Temple.
Yeah. He ran an unbelievable 40.
The senior bowl, I'm not worried about his 40. The senior bowl, there wasn't a tight end or running back to get open on him, and that's when he started going.
Well, for God's sake, you watch the senior bowl?
Absolutely.
Hey, you're the only guy.
Bengals fans are going to be pissed about this one, dude.
Why is that?
I love it.
Maybe this pick?
Yeah,
they're going to want Foster or a wide receiver.
Yeah.
They're going to want a wide receiver.
I think so too. They could go anywhere.
I've heard they were going to take Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
He still has plenty of.
Buffalo Bills, pick number 10, boys.
The Bills.
What's got, Code?
I'm going to Deshaun Watson here.
No.
Yep. No.
No.
We got a no here. What do you got?
Fisticuffs.
I got Mike Williams, wide receiver.
Clemson. Wide receiver. I got Pat Mahomes, quarterback.
If they do that, then I just...
They don't like the...
They brought Tyrod back.
They don't like him. He signed to a one-year deal.
Then they wouldn't have brought him back.
It's time to go 1 year.
You gotta have a safety. You gotta have that safety valve.
He's terrible.
12 gauge.
Oh God.
He's still throwing the ball to Ohio State and thinking spring game tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. He loves the spring game.
Nobody loves the spring game more than 12 gauge.
He does love it.
I've never seen him like it in my life.
I just feel like if they take a quarterback there, they're pretty much forfeiting this year.
Well, they might be.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know.
Buffalo.
Give Tyrod an out. Give Tyrod another receiver out
He's
there.
He's terrible.
All right, Saints
he
11.
He won me a fantasy football.
Now the Saints. The Saints now they signed. They signed. Yeah.
Signed AP.
AP is now a Saint. That's a good pickup. 3 years, for $6 million.
It's a great pickup.
Yeah. He's going to split time with Ingram, which is perfect for both of them. They're both getting a little older, so to timeshare a little bit, and then I. Most people have them taking a corner here because they need one in a bad, bad way. I have them because I haven't had them off my board yet. Is O.J. Howard? They want their Jimmy Graham back. They haven't had. I mean, their tight ends are awful since Jimmy left.
Chandler?
No.
Out?
No.
Terrible.
O.J. Howard gives them
Scott Chandler.
O.J. Howard.
I'm thinking.
This is big.
You know, if you'd have done your homework, this would be done already.
It's true. I'm a big Browns fan, not everything else. I need to know what they're doing. But I'm gonna go. I don't have Howard off the board either, so I'll go with him.
Okay. Yeah, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, you did. That's right. That's right. You took. Bubba put him to the Jets.
Yeah.
That's who I wanted.
Okay, so this next pick is according to you guys, Tennessee.
No, that's him.
Me.
I have Browns taking Trubisky here.
Okay, what do you got?
I am going to have them taking Reuben Foster, linebacker.
You're saying that Foster is going to be the pick of Tennessee here?
Yeah.
It's got to be wide receiver.
Or DB. But wide receiver and DB is their first two round picks. But I don't think they do now because in your draft, none of the wide receivers have came off yet. So the chances of one of them still being there at 18 is highly.
Hey.
Unless if they love Mike Williams or love Corey Davis.
McShay likes
then
me.
They take one.
Just why wouldn't McShay like? Who did he take?
Got Foster.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right. I like wide receiver here.
Tennessee?
Well.
Get from. Western Michigan?
I think Ross is a pick here out of Washington.
No.
The speedster.
Oh, I traded.
Yeah, you traded.
Arizona Cardinals, what do you got, boys? Number 13.
This is where Pat Mahomes might come off the board. Arians is a quarterback guru that loves the long ball, but I can't take him that high. I haven't taken Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
Wow. I got Williams from Clemson, wide receiver.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Gives them some help. They need help out
there. Wide receivers.
Okay, now we got the Eagles from Minnesota. This is a pick for...
This is the Vikings pick they traded. They just said that they aren't picking up Teddy Bridgewater's fifth year. Minnesota.
Well, yeah, is he playing?
No, he probably won't play this year.
Right, so what are you going to do? You can't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, get his insurance money and get him out of there.
Cleveland Browns in 2 years.
Who's the pick?
I got Garon Conley.
In trouble.
No, he's not.
Raper.
That chick needs to be locked up for five plus years.
We got women listening.
I don't care. They didn't convict anyone of raping them. She just completely made up a big lie and she just came out and said she did.
If he wasn't from Ohio State, would you say the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't stand that stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
It's the same as Zeke stuff, but he's from Ohio State.
Let me ask you a question. Jabril Peppers. What do you put on the false positives? What do you do or tainted?
I don't really put much into it. And I hate Michigan with a passion. And I think the reason us Ohio State fans hate Jabril Peppers is because he was in a Heisman race and he shouldn't have been, but he's still a very good football player. And I don't put a lot on a diluted test until they come out and say, yes, he had something in his system.
Okay. Reuben Foster's diluted
exactly.
test.
Exactly.
Right.
But, I mean, some of these guys, I don't know how true this is. They said if you drink too much water, it can
be diluted.
That's what Big Joe Thomas said from Brown.
If that's the case, then
Big Joe's opening up, ain't he?
Big Joe is all over the place.
Losing his memory too.
Yeah.
Take it too many hits to the noggin.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything.
You like Conley here.
I like Conley. They need a DB bad, and he's a stud.
Who you got, Code?
They do need a DB. But I think they're gonna go with my best available. And I never got rid of the running back from LSU, Fournette.
Oh, you're taking Fournette here? Well, yeah, that'd be a good
pick. There's a chance.
I like Conley going here, though.
I've heard they've loved McCaffrey, too.
I don't think Fournette will stay on that long.
No, probably won't.
I'd say he'll be up earlier than that.
And that's the thing with this draft. There's so many good people like that. I mean, you just had Fournette sitting there at 14.
I mean,
that's what's going to happen in this draft. There's going to be someone sitting there on the team's going to be like, holy cow, how do we get this guy?
Well, I think the 15th pick of the Colts is, I think Cook goes here. I think Colts got to take a running back.
No, not Dalvin.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of very good running backs after
this.
They
have no running backs.
No, they don't.
They
need a running. There is a lot of good ones that they can get later. And Cook is a little hedgy. Now, he's a little hedgy.
Why?
He's out there. He's got issues.
So does our first pick of the draft.
No. Dinosaur.
He likes dinosaurs.
He plays with dinosaurs. That's fun. This guy's playing
dinosaurs. Who you got?
Colts pick.
You got cold?
Yeah, I feel bad.
You going down or not?
Allergy. Yeah. Allergy.
Allergy. You got a headache or what you got?
Sore throat, headache.
But you sucked it up and came up here and I'm proud of you,
that's
brother.
Big. Yeah, that's man. Big.
That is through. Big. Absolutely.
I have the Colts taking Reuben Foster. And this is where I did the flip-flop. I had Reddit going here because they need pass rush help.
I'll kiss
bad.
Your butt if Foster's here at 15.
I would be shocked.
There's no way.
But look at Lael Collins at the Cowboys got undrafted just because something came out before the draft that he's a bad kid. So you just don't know.
But you got code.
I think this is kind of a shocker, but I'm going to go with it. I like the dude from Miami, the tight end.
Njoku or whatever?
Yeah, I can't even say his name.
David.
They have more tight ends than you can shake a stick at. They're not going to take a tight end here.
Nope, I like it.
Clark. They think he's Clark.
Dallas Clark.
They got Dallas Clark.
He might be Petula Clark.
No, they're going all this new GM came in, and I think he signed about 15 defensive players, and he's going to draft 90%.
Yeah, he's got half the Browns, I think.
He's going to draft 90% defensive.
I am not taking a tight end
zero.
The Colts with all this.
Zero chance.
That was the worst pick you've had yet. If that happens, I'll give you $100.
I hope it does.
Baltimore Ravens at 16.
They could go a lot of. They need offensive linemen.
Wide receivers.
They need wide receivers, and that's who I have them taking, John Ross. Joe Flacco throws a deep ball. Let a kid that runs a 4.2 run under it.
Yep.
That's who I have them take. I mean, Mike Wallace was incredible there when he was young and fast, and yep. I think John Ross is that.
Who you got?
Good call.
I got the Corey Davis from Western Michigan.
All right, so we all think this is going to be wide receiver.
Good call.
Redskins. That's gotta be a defensive pick.
Defensive end, Derek Barnett out of Tennessee.
Never heard of him.
Kid broke Reggie White's sack record.
He's slipped too.
There's a lot of people having Bengals at 9.
I like that pick.
He's not a freak. He's got a high motor and just, I don't know, he gets sacks because he broke Reggie White's school record.
18, Tennessee Titans.
I have the tight end David Njoku going here. Njoku, however you want to pronounce his last name.
What you got?
I'm going to go with the cornerback from Alabama, Marlon Humphrey.
That's a high pick.
It's about 50-50 on him. They either think he's going late first, or some people have him to the Saints at 11 just because of his size.
He may not go in the first round.
And I agree. I agree.
He could be a slipper backer.
The dude from Florida, I think, is going up now a little bit too. The cornerback Quincy
Wilson.
Yeah,
he's. Not, I don't have. It's just Alabama guys, and they talk about this so much now, and it's so true that Alabama guys are maxed out when they come out.
Yeah.
Because Saban works them so hard that they're just. That's who they are. They don't get much better. They don't get much worse. That's who they are, and that's.
That's crazy to think about.
It
really.
Is. It is absolutely true.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 19.
The Bucs.
I have Dalvin Cook going here.
John Ross for me.
Taco Charlton.
Taco.
You got to take him.
He is a, I don't know. He's tough to find out. He's either going to be really good or he's going to be awful.
I just like his name.
Taco
Charlton.
Give me a taco.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, number 20. I got Denver Broncos.
Got to go lineman here.
Yep.
D or offensive?
Offensive.
Okay.
The guy from Wisconsin.
Ramchek.
Yeah, Ramchek.
That's kind of the pick.
I'm going Garrett Bowles. The pothead. This guy's got a great story. Go look it up. This dude was, bad when he was young. And his head coach in high school actually took him in. And he's been clean since. And I mean, that I think that pick's going to come down to who's off the board and who the Broncos have rated highest. But I think it's an offensive lineman.
All right, next pick is Detroit Lions at, 21?
Yeah, probably. Yep. They need a linebacker. Jared Davis, Florida.
This is where Davis goes?
Jared Davis.
What do you got?
I'm going cornerback. Tre'Davious White, LSU.
Okay, I'm in with that. All right, so we got 10 picks left. Miami Dolphins is next. Let's take a break. It's 5 till 9. You guys are doing great. Proud of you.
So far, so good.
Bet right back, Bubba and Fee.
Spring is here, the season for celebrating graduation parties, family parties, and the beginning of those delicious cookouts. We have a great Pick 5 selection for all fresh meat products ready for you and your family. Great for grilling in any weather. Graduation is also right around the corner. Keep us in mind for all your catering needs. Also, pre-book any party trays now with our deli team. We would love to service you for all your needs. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The primary election is coming up on Tuesday, May 2nd. For recovery in Gibson Townships and the village of Fort Recovery, there is one item on the ballot this year, and it's on the Republican ballot only. We will be voting for the Salina Municipal Court Judge, which is a countywide office, and there are two candidates running for the Republican nomination, and the winner will run unopposed in the general election in November. The two candidates are George Eric Moore and Catherine Spielman. Be sure to exercise your right and obligation to vote on Tuesday, May 2nd at your normal polling place. The polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and early voting is available at the Board of Elections office in the courthouse during normal business hours.
Hi, I'm Flounder. Jay County Civic Theater will be performing The Little Mermaid.
Because of strong ticket sales, we've added a fifth show. Our schedule is now 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday, April 27th and April 28th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Saturday, April 29th, and 2 p.m. Sunday, April 30th. Tickets are $7 for students and $10 for adults, and they're available at Arts Place, 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, by calling Arts Place at 260-726-4809 or online at www.artsland.org.
So come see me, Ariel, in The Little Mermaid. We want you to be part of our world. Watch and you'll see. Someday I'll be part of your world.
All right, we're back here. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. We got a big game tomorrow night, and it looks like Twaits will be taking the ball.
I believe he will, yep.
And so after the game last night, it was boys pretty excited.
Yeah, I think they were pretty fired up. You know, we needed that one. And it was a good sign that we came back after that Saturday debacle. We just had a terrible game there, and I think Gary did the right thing. There wasn't a lot of screaming at him. You know, everybody, I think they felt as bad as we did, and forget about it. Let's come back and see if we can't play good on Tuesday, and they did.
Pete, there was a play last night, and me and Spencey and Calpe's up in the dugout, and it was a high pop-up to the catcher, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not blaming Cody or anything. I mean, it was a mile high, and Cade and Cody and the third baseman come in. We could hear Cody yell him off.
Yeah.
Ball hits in fair territory, base hit. Jerry was at that pitcher's mound before that ball landed. He was so mad.
Yeah.
And he didn't say much, but what he said, he got his point across.
Yeah, you got to, as an infielder, you have to take charge there. Somebody in the infield has to take charge. Usually not the pitcher. I mean, I don't think you want to, I mean, pitcher's doing all the labor and throwing, and, you know, when a pop-up goes like that, shortstop or third baseman, somebody jumps in there and says, but that's mine.
Our particular pitcher at that time is one of our best middle fielders we've had for
I agree.
Yeah.
If you want somebody to catch it, Cade's the guy you want to catch.
Yeah, I'd have felt real good about him catching it, but I feel like that's where Posty's got to step up and say, that's mine. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's third baseman's ball.
It is. It's his ball.
Same thing if on the other side, that's a first baseman's ball. That's absolutely the best angle.
Them guys got a good angle. They should take over and say, it's mine. But nobody said anything, and I think Cody just said, I got it.
Yeah.
And he had the worst angle. I mean, it was terrible. Right. They're terrible for him, but
it was a great game.
That's a big hit.
But I love the way Jerry went right out there and said, boys, this can't happen.
Yeah.
And he wasn't shaking his finger. No. He wasn't screaming. It wasn't anything like that.
Sweet conversation. Yep.
Boys, we've talked about this.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. 9 o'clock.
I got
number 20. Yeah, what you got?
Now that you say something about baseball, I got to give a little shout out here.
Bring it on, bub.
All right.
I got.
We like shout out.
I got a text. And last week, we ran that. The for sales game, we had the wing night.
Yep.
But just found out that Tom and Stacy at Brick Street donated all 600 of the wings. So we got to keep all the proceeds.
Wow.
That's pretty dang cool.
That is awesome.
Did they really?
Yeah. Pretty
that
dang cool.
Is a great
How
great
about that? Nice job, Spencey.
Them.
Make sure you give him a shout out in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Make sure they know that.
Stacy comes in here.
That's
and
pretty
I
awesome.
Ask her about
very
that.
Good. Yeah, that's a nice little. Hey, we went from probably, what, $22 in our checking account, and now we got some money.
Yeah, that's right. And then we don't have to worry about kids.
That, yeah, 600 wings.
600 wings.
And 50 cents a wing, that's $300.
Quick okay. 300.
Very nice.
That is very, very good of them.
Yep, that's pretty big.
So, all right, we're back
to the draft.
Toby and Code. Cody, number 22 is the Miami Dolphins. I know you're kind of a Dolphin fan at heart. Now, here's the deal, okay? You guys are too young to understand this. But when we were their age, we loved the Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins are awesome.
They were the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
They were the New York Patriots. They were the,
Jim Kick.
Yeah. They always had a Brown on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Warfield.
Zonka. And they were just, they went undefeated.
Yeah.
Who's the pick, Code?
I got a linebacker from Florida, Jared Davis.
Davis goes here. What you got?
Where's he playing?
Linebacker.
They just signed Kiko Alonso.
Well,
just ask a question, sir.
Now they can. Yeah,
Jared Davis is good. I got him taking Forrest Lamp. I've seen all over that one alignment. I hate this pick, even though I picked it because I don't think you should take a guard or a center in the first round because you can find them later or undrafted.
I just don't like him because he's from Western Kentucky, and to me, he's from Western Kentucky.
He's
little.
I'm about positive it's him. He has very, very good tape. Versus Alabama. Very good. Against Jonathan Allen. Very good.
How hard is Jonathan Allen playing against Western Kentucky? That's my only point.
That's
right. Yeah.
In the beginning, he's playing hard.
40 to nothing.
Yeah.
After the second quarter. Right.
I hate taking guard centers in the first round, but.
Number 23, New York Giants.
I got Cam Robinson, tackle out of Alabama.
What you got, Bo?
I got Taco.
Here. Taco goes here.
Personally, hope the Giants run out of time and forfeit the pick.
Well, Taco.
Wow.
If Taco's on the board, he's going here.
Oh.
Yeah. No question, he's going here. But I think he's going for that. 24, the Raiders.
Raiders.
I got.
Don't need a running back.
Cornerback Kevin King, Washington.
Yep. This guy I'm going to pick, Malik McDowell from Michigan State, is a freak, but one of the laziest human beings. I mean, his tape is unreal.
He's going to go.
If you look at his highlight reel, it's incredible. But if you look at his lazy reel, it's incredible.
Don't you think, though, at the NFL level, that
you have to be able to fix
his,
that.
They
you
chew have, him to pieces.
If you can't fix that, then you shouldn't be coaching the NFL.
Exactly.
I mean, that dude is a freak.
Yep.
The only thing is with Khalil Mack there, that's a good. He'll teach him.
Bruce Irvin.
Teach him to play hard.
He won't put up with it.
And Bruce Irvin.
He's the best linebacker.
Bruce Irvin's there. I mean, played for Seattle. I mean, so he's got some guys that will.
They're getting pretty good.
And he's got Marshawn Lynch. He'll help him out.
Houston Texans, 25. Code.
Lineman. who is?
They do need a lineman.
Cam Robinson.
They need everything.
They need a Tony Romo.
Yeah.
I got Pat Mahomes here.
Mahomes goes here?
Yep. This is
quarterback.
This is where I got Pat. Big gunslinger.
I think they take quarterback, but I don't know who.
Toby, you ever get rid of Deshaun?
Watson? No, I have not yet. He's coming.
He's hanging in there.
He's coming.
Where am I at?
Seattle.
I went back-to-back lineman with Garrett Bowles from Utah lineman. You don't even know who the linemen are.
No, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. They're none of them have first-round grades, really.
No.
But there's going to probably be four of them taken in the first round.
Well, everybody
at least
them.
Three.
Yeah, most people need them.
I think this is the corner. I think they're going to...
Bubba Baker.
Buddha. He's
is
a safe.
Buba?
He's Buddha.
Buba.
Buddha. B-U-D-D-A.
He's
Buddha.
Our first pick of the second round?
Buddha.
If we have 30.
No, he's a safety.
Who?
Yeah, I don't think he's going early in first round. He could.
But you think that's going to be the Browns pick?
Could be. We need a safety.
We do.
I got Marlon Humphrey going here. It's either going to be Humphrey or King. That's who I debated between. They need a corner and they love big corners. They're going to take one of those two. I got Humphrey going.
Chiefs, 27.
Deshaun Watson.
This is awesome.
Alex Smith is a very, very, very solid quarterback that will never get them anywhere in the playoffs. And that team is pretty good, and they get close to the playoffs or they make the playoffs, and he's just not good enough. He's just not good enough. Yeah. They need a win. I'm not sure how good Watson's going
to
be in
the
NFL.
They'll give the kid a year to get better,
Yeah, it gives Deshaun a year to sit.
If this is a team that if they get a chance, they're moving up. Because they need a quarterback. So I think they'll move up if they think somebody's going to take Watson before them.
And they got Smith.
Or Mahomes.
They got Smith for 2 years, which they could let that guy go for 2 years.
2 years would be
go
fine.
One year and then, they need a quarterback.
That's the tough thing about, for me, for the Browns. Okay, even if that kid drops to the 12th, the Twerinski. I mean, you took the number 12 pick and knowing that kid shouldn't play for a couple years.
Right.
And man, that drives you crazy.
That's tough.
It is. But it drives me crazy.
You see it more and more, though.
Oh. And then if you throw him in there, he's dead.
You have to because look at the teams winning the Super Bowl. None of them have a Joe Schmo at quarterback. Their quarterback's good.
Yeah, we got to have a good one. But I'm just saying for the Browns, if you throw that Trubisky in there, if you go three or four games, lose a couple, it's like, oh, let's just put him out there. He's dead. It never works.
Yeah.
He's got to sit. He's got to wait.
Who you got, Code?
Linebacker Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt.
Richie Cunningham.
Richie.
Yep.
You got Vanderbilt.
And the Chiefs?
Moment of silence.
They need linebackers.
Joni's chouchy. Joni's dead.
Joni's done.
Joni had a little problem.
Joni's a crack whore, I think, wasn't she?
Well, now they got her on stage 4K.
She got kicked out of a trailer park.
She's in Indiana.
Joni loves chouchy.
She had fallen on hard times.
Yes, she did.
Yep.
Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, should we just let Toby make this next pick at 28. Cowboys.
This is boys.
I would love for the Cleveland Browns or one of those top teams in the beginning of the second round trade back up to get a quarterback here. Because this is where people are going to do it.
Quarterback?
Because this is where people are going to do it because you get that extra fifth year. I mean, the Davis Webb from California's name has been thrown around at the end of the first round because you get a fifth year. That's what I'm hoping for. If not, I'm taking T.J. Watt from Wisconsin. All I've heard.
J.J.'s brother?
If he's there, they're taking him, is what I've heard. He's had like three knee surgeries, though, so that's a little.
Yeah, that's
or
good.
Another name is Adoree Jackson.
He's got an unbelievable work ethic.
Oh, and he just. Yeah. He's, I think it's a very safe pick at 28.
Yeah. Code, what do you got?
Charles Harris.
Charlie Harris.
Missouri.
Yep. He's still there for me.
He's there for me, too.
Okay. 29 is the pack.
Yeah.
I still have Dalvin Cook left.
Eddie Lacy's a big fat ass. They need a
That's a mean thing to say he's about
not even,
somebody.
He's not even their first running back right now. It's Montgomery, the receiver. Yeah,
you can't
have him as your
running back. They can't do it. It didn't work last year. I agree.
Yeah.
They need a running back.
So I want Dalvin Cook.
They do need a running back.
And I'm going with a home run swing here. As long as their ad or whatever you want, ownership is fine. Joe Mixon.
Give it a shot.
If you add Joe Mixon to that team, I mean, he's a top five player in this draft if he didn't punch a girl out.
Sometimes they deserve it.
Yeah, you gotta get it.
And here's my thing with this.
Oops.
This happened.
All right, maybe not.
This happened a long time ago. I mean, it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I know.
He's never done one thing since. I'm drafting him.
You're taking Mixon.
I'm drafting him.
Even though the Green Bay Packers stand for what they stand for.
I'm saying
that's why they won't take Mixon.
I'm saying if Toby Metzger's the GM of that team, I'm taking Mixon. That's why I got him here.
You ever go to a Packer game? You ever watch a Packer game?
Yeah, I watch it.
60,000 fans and 4 black people.
Yes.
There's 59,996 white people there. They're not going to take Mixon.
Oh, yeah.
There's one bar in the town, and they all go to it.
If he's winning them games, they'll be fine with the lone black guy.
All right. Number 30, Steelers.
I got Patrick Mahomes here.
I agree with Cody. I don't know if it's going to be Mahomes.
Yeah, you might need
somebody. It could be Webb here.
It could. It could.
Quarterback.
You don't know about Big Ben.
I agree.
He's shaky.
He's made enough money where he could just say, I'm done. But yep. And he has taken
Dale Jr.
He has taken a beating in his life.
Yep.
I have Steelers. I have Evan Engram.
Never heard of him.
Tight end / receiver. Flex guy out of Ole Miss. He'll be the third tight end taken in the first round.
Okay. I'm going quarterback with you here, bub.
Thanks.
QB? All right.
Yep. That's tough for them. I mean, they're a Super Bowl team. That's wasting a first-round pick, in my opinion.
Atlanta Falcons.
I got Takkarist McKinley, defensive end, outside linebacker, UCLA.
I got Watt here.
You got Watt?
T.J. Watt, yeah.
This could also be a quarterback.
To the Falcons?
Yep.
No.
It's a wasted pick.
It's not a wasted pick. They don't need anything.
They need a defensive end.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah. They got Vic Beasley, and that's it.
Don't. Okay, tomorrow when they pick a quarterback.
I'll give you a shout-out on Twitter.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll give you a shout-out on Twitter. Because I'll be... Hey, that's another thing I like after this last couple of years. The analysts are not allowed to spoil the picks.
I know.
When that happened a couple of years ago, I was the maddest human being in the world.
They absolutely ruined it.
I about broke a TV.
That is bad. I don't like it.
So they agreed again. NFL Network and ESPN agreed that they will not do it.
Okay, Saints at 32 has got to be defense.
Yep. I got Dory Jackson.
See, this has got to be. Or is this a quarterback?
Drew Brees has been there a while.
Who's their backup?
Used to always be Chase Daniels, but now he's been everywhere.
I thought he was still there.
No, he went. Chase Daniels went to Kansas City, then he went to the Eagles, and now they just dropped him. And that's if he went back.
Chase Daniels was their backup?
All forever.
Ooh. They don't have anybody.
Drew Brees never gets hurt.
No. And he's 4'3".
Yeah, and he's got a big scar face on the side.
It's because he had a mole this big in college.
Yeah. Pork and Ross was making fun of him. That ain't nice of him, is it?
No.
I don't like that under me.
That doesn't sound like Pork and Ross.
No, not at all.
That was really not. They would never make fun of anybody.
I'm going corner here. I'm going Kevin King.
Kevin King.
Washington.
Okay. I like it. That's 32 picks, boys.
We did.
And we did it in an hour.
Not too bad.
Think they can beat that tomorrow night?
Well, what do they get? 15 minutes.
Yeah, perfect. Right. And there's going to be something that's going to take a while.
Oh,
dude.
I can't wait. Tomorrow night, it's bowling alley.
Number 33, though. That's the Browns pick.
Right.
Oof.
You got to hang with 33. 33 pick is Browns.
I made a list of all the people that I didn't put in the first round.
Okay.
I actually, like Charles Harris, I didn't even put him in the first round. I mean, he's going in the first round somewhere. But I mean, you got Quincy Wilson, you got Dory Jackson.
You got Buddha Baker, right?
Buddha Baker's there.
I like him. He's safety. Here's
another kid that's going to, I think, get in the first round is Tyus Bowser, outside linebacker DN from Houston.
Tight ends, too, if they drop.
Tyus Bowser?
Tyus Bowser.
Never heard of him.
You will.
Bowser.
You'll be singing his praises because he'll be the 33rd pick in the draft, and the Browns will have him.
Yep. I'll never forget. Ever. No, the best pick ever, the Browns.
Phil Taylor,
and nobody knew.
Who is that?
They put a sign on Pork's back with Phil Taylor.
Phil Taylor. I showed a picture of him. Big fat guy.
Danny Shelton was pretty good, dude.
Danny Shelton was a good one.
He started tumble rolling around.
We have some If you ain't doing nothing tomorrow night, we're all go to the bowling alley. It's just a great time.
Oh, classic.
Especially if you're, if you just like a bunch of idiots, just come on out to the bowling alley tomorrow night.
What time does that draft start?
First pick, 8. Well,
8 o'clock-ish.
The Browns. So the baseball game will be over, so it'll be
good shape.
I worked at the bowling alley for about 7 years, and there is nothing better than working Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock and watching these Browns fans just scream and yell every week. And it was the same thing. They're losing. They come back tied up, lose the lead, lose last second. Last second, automatic. You just know it's going to happen.
Not this year,
but and I just sit there and laugh.
Here we go.
It's incredible. It is a joy to watch.
Hey, you dipstick.
What's going to happen this week?
The Cowboys have sucked for the last 10 years. You have one good year.
Hey, we got a quarterback. We got a running back. We got an offensive line.
I don't know. Dak Prescott, edgy.
Hedging on Dak?
I ain't a big Dak guy. They're lying, man. They're unbelievable.
Their line isn't going anywhere.
They got a great line.
They got a nice line.
They have the best line.
They're running back, though.
He ain't bad.
He's going to get killed. I got a bad feeling he's going to get hit.
I don't think you can kill him.
Because he don't back down from nothing.
He's too ugly and stupid.
He don't back down from nothing.
I love him.
It was preseason last year. He ran over.
Just runs people. Yeah. I'm just thinking, dude, you're going to get killed.
Did you guys see...
What
the dude score last night that jumped over the catcher?
God dang it.
Bill?
It was Carl Kleiman? No, this was unbelievable.
Chris Coughlin, was it?
Might have been Coughlin.
Coughlin. Yeah, I think it was. He did a
St. Louis.
Did a somersault over Yadier Molina.
Was that St. Louis? That's right.
Score.
It was great. You have to look it up. It was one of the neatest.
It was awesome.
His
head and arms landed on home plate. Like, he timed it up perfect. Like, he's been practicing it all spring.
If you'd see Molina's face, though, that's what I loved about it. He's like, what just happened? All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk by Ben Fee.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here. But your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Alyssa Post, junior at Fort Recovery High School, inviting you to this year's Wizards of Oz Promenade. It will be held in the high school gym on April 28th at 6 p.m. Make sure to enter through the front doors, not the commons. That's the 2017 Promenade, April 28th at 6 in the high school gym.
Our Indians baseball team went on the road and defeated Marion Local on Tuesday night, 6-0. They're now ranked in the top 10 in the state and playing well. The Indians will host the Parkway Panthers on Thursday, and there are no more games scheduled the rest of the week because of prom. Get out to the ballpark to cheer on our Indians on Thursday evening for another big MAC contest. But remember, if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Okay, if Ross Wendell's listening, I hate him.
We're back.
Hate him?
Yeah.
And if he's not listening, you still hate him.
A little. See, the guy from Baisley decommitted from Ohio State today?
Yeah, and did you see, is it Cam? What's the guard? They're one of their best guards this past year. He just declared for the draft, too. Something's going on there. One of their guards just declared for the draft.
No, he didn't.
I promise. Yes.
Cam Williams?
Yeah, I mean, that might have been it.
Trevor Thompson did. Nope. He got an agent.
And one of their guards, he's going overseas. Yeah, one of their guards. Something's going on there.
Thad's got a train wreck going on
in Columbus. Something's going on.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, something ain't right over there.
Tell Ross he's not getting Zion Williams.
You see that dunk that dude had?
He's unwritten.
He is.
That may have been one of the greatest dunks I ever seen. All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Mr. Feely, Mr. Yes, Metzger, Mr. Spencer, and Mr. Stogler. We say them words lightly, of course.
Yes.
And we're just talking about the NFL draft. And it is, now let's go over. Tomorrow is first round only.
Yes.
Friday night is the second and third rounds.
Yes.
And then Saturday and Sunday is four
seven.
Through
seven.
Seven. Yes. Yeah.
4-7. I will watch every pick.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You won't watch every pick.
I will watch every pick. We actually start softball Friday night if we get it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Hastings sponsoring us this year.
You betcha.
How's our team going to be?
We're looking good.
Hopefully solid.
We're looking.
First base.
We're looking good.
Jordan Jacobs.
We don't know who our first baseman Jordan is. That's Jacobs. A good team.
We got 11 guys. I mean, we got
second base.
Versatile.
Tyler Schmidt.
Who is that?
Little guy from San Henry. Or it might be Turd Burglar here.
Need me to play second.
You're getting out of the outfield?
He can't play outfield.
My arm is done.
Is it Noodle City?
He couldn't throw from this wall to that wall.
Could you play first base?
I don't like first base.
How about shortstop?
Me.
You lost your knees are shot. You got no cannon.
I got a cannon. My knees are shot, but I got a cannon.
Third base?
Kevin Shane here was last year. Wait, that's where Clint Dobie was really good third baseman, but we lost him.
Left field. This is what?
Jason Potcutter, maybe?
Potsy. Okay. Left center field?
It's usually Bob, but he can't jog four steps without his back.
Bobby Little. What's wrong with him?
He's bad back.
He's old.
This is the worst team I've ever seen.
You're not a sponsor.
I'm out.
See, you were in better shape than you were playing in 45.
Yeah, no, right. Center field.
This is the oldest team I've ever heard of.
We got Jay Balls, Josh Werling, Werling out there. And Kyle Brugman plays outfield, too.
Right field.
Greg's out there. Greg's usually. Greg loves right. Greg don't like touching the ball. That's if it's on the ground, he can throw it as hard as he can.
He's happy.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is throw it.
All he wants to do is throw it. We asked him to play right center because that's a good spot for him. Nope. I'll play right.
Pitcher? Brawny?
Usually Bobby or Brawny.
And then catching will be?
Philly because he's the oldest guy. He's about 95 or Brawny.
Yeah.
Philly's about 65.
And then who else you got on your team?
That's about everyone.
How many teams they got in the league this year?
We got eight. We actually just got had seven because Flow Through Country Club ended up combining with Vores. So I was searching hardcore. Searching, and we actually, the eighth team is the senior boys. This year's senior.
Oh, I like it.
Cheese, Chris Lang.
Oh, that would be a great team.
Kyle Kanapke, Dalton Luthall,
Davis. They'll be terrible, but we'll have a bunch of fun.
Davis is playing over, right. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They weren't sure about getting in because, like, we're going to get killed. I said, it's fine. I said, every young team gets killed in softball.
Especially Friday night league down here.
Yes.
The point isn't seeing who can win.
Have some fun.
Yeah, just go down there and hang around and have fun.
Well, you're saying have some fun? Most serious human being in
the world. Oh, I can have fun until I get in
between the lines. Let's go!
Throw one bad ball, you're dead.
Yeah, you're done. You're out. That's right. So we start Friday night
back to the draft, I will record that. I will turn my phone off and I'll go home and watch the draft that I missed and catched up. I will watch every pick.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
What about when your kid poops his pants?
I will pause my TV, change his diaper, or change it in the living room.
Pause.
What if he's crying?
Pause for the piss.
Stand when he pukes up. On you.
That's fine.
Will pukes all over Grandpa.
I'm not changing him.
He don't just puke. He shoots it at you.
Projectile.
Oh, yeah. About 4 feet. Straight shot. Similac and rice.
Mine isn't doing too bad there, but
how good is it? Good ones?
You can hear it from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Vonnie Nolger picks his head out the window when it happens.
That's a good one. Yeah, you're right. That's neat. That's the good stuff. How about you? When are we getting married? June the what? May something?
May. I got a year yet.
You got a year yet. But you went to a wedding this week.
Yep.
And your reception is at Portland Community Center, or what is it?
The Event Center.
The Event Center. And
it's right behind the antique.
What'd you think of it?
Good. It looked nice. It's kind of a older looking, rustic-y style building. Kind of just a different scene of the Legion.
Yeah,
it does look nice.
It was good. I liked it.
Good, and everybody's invited. This is right.
Come on out.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah. And minimum gift is at least $50.
Yeah.
Well, so everybody's invited.
There you go.
That ain't bad.
No, I'm going 35 this year.
Baby. Well, you're not right at that.
Times are tough. Times are a little tough on Wig Street, boys.
Wigs
no doubt about it.
Wigs Warriors.
Yeah, well, I got to build Hastings for $1,000.
I'm still trying to clear one up for
we're knocking them down
for a few thousand.
It's unbelievable.
Love you guys.
Killing us.
You don't love us that much. You don't love us that much. We haven't paid you yet.
Yeah, right. You better watch yourself.
You got to sponsor the softball team a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, your money's going toward the softball team.
Yeah, that's right.
And all 66-year-olds that we got out there.
Who's the favorite to win the league?
Down there?
Oh. Yes. You didn't win it last year.
Yeah, we did.
The
year before that, we didn't win a game.
Now, are you talking about winning the league or the tournament?
Both.
Okay.
Your favorite to win the whole thing?
I'm favoring us for sure.
Who's a big competition?
Cars is a favorite.
Oh, for sure.
They beat you every year.
No. Usually we beat them, except for the one year they double doinked us.
I've been down there and watched you guys play five times. You never beat them.
You ain't been down there in a while. You're slacking.
Are you stupid?
No, they're pretty good. I don't know if Billy's playing for them this year or not.
Dusty Goombus.
He's unbelievable.
Silent assassin.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's
Kenny Shane here of this generation.
Matt Wendell's home run every time.
Matt Wendell's God.
No Matt Wendell hits a home run. Home runner pop up.
Yeah. No, home run.
Billy Wellman comes up.
Billy Wellman,
I'm playing short, and I want to move out to left center. The ball's going to go through my glove.
You know it's coming to rocket.
Does he hit her hard?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Greg took one off the thigh from me. We put Greg at second base for one inning and takes one off the thigh from Billy. Purple the next day. I'll never play in the infield again.
He's done. It is dangerous.
What about Mr. Shot? They got anything going this year? I know they were getting old, but I think they started getting some young guys, didn't
they? They'll have a good team. I mean, some of those, like Greasy, I mean, he's got kids playing in younger leagues. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they'll be solid, like always. And then when it comes tournament time, they'll have all their...
Yeah, they'll load them
up. They'll have all the big guys there. So,
that's right.
Which is what we want. I mean, you don't want to win by 60 every time. You want to play a close game, yell and scream at each other a little bit, and drink
what it's all about.
Then drink a beer afterwards. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
That really is what it's
about. But your arm is completely shot.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Is it?
Hey, I got a new philosophy, though.
All right, I want to hear it.
All right.
Left-handed?
It's K-tape.
Get that K-tape.
Have you tried it?
Baseball team's got me on it. I'm trying.
Does it help?
What is it?
All them boys say it's tremendous.
What is it?
That K-tape. Michelle Weave wears it golfing. She got her whole body covered up.
It is covered up.
They say it helps.
I think about putting on my pecker.
Won't feel a thing.
I feel good.
Huh?
That's my pecker.
Stretch out.
You stretch her out. I better get a lot of it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Softball season right around the corner. It's supposed to be a horrible week.
Yeah. A lot of rain.
3 inches of rain. Is what I heard.
Went from
supposed to get drilled. Hey, we can let it rain. Farmers need rain.
Yep.
Farmers need a break.
Nobody's working way too hard.
Killing me on the allergies.
Are they really going
fields
down?
Dusty, wide open.
How about the smell in the old town the other night?
Oh, man.
Bad. That's not good, boys.
Tuppy last night was talking. He got some complaints from they thought that our sewage system,
he's getting phone calls from people complaining about the smell. What do you want me to do? Go plug cow's butthole up?
That's a good. I never thought about it. I'm gonna start calling cow.
That's what you should do.
Anytime something's wrong, I'm calling Cowpy.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
He's the mayor. He needs to hear that stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He needs to earn his $7 a week.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Mayor makes what? $5,000? $3,000?
I think
it ain't worth it.
I don't remember what it is. It's a little more than the council people get per meeting, but they don't. Most of what they do is way before the meeting it goes on. But I don't remember what it is. It's a decent amount. But
you guys, as being young studs, okay, and being the backbone of our community, because we got to start turning it over to you guys.
Yep.
You got to start getting involved, boys.
Park board.
Ooh, that's really good.
Park board's the easiest job ever.
It is.
I don't want to give it up yet. You ready to give it up?
You can add new members.
I could give it up to you.
We got everything done.
We got the greatest park in the world.
About tremendous.
Yeah, that path.
We're dialing in right now.
We put them tennis courts, basketball courts out.
Oh,
God, it's going to look
sweet.
Good.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's going to look good.
Love it.
I'm with you.
How about our Reds, boys? What are we doing tonight?
We lost it today. We played at 110, and Rookie Davis gave up seven
rookie
in the first
Davis
inning.
No, he didn't.
Rookie Davis is a rookie, boys.
Rookie Davis says,
we're struggling. Our outfielders are hitting like a combined 230 right now.
I've
seen that.
We lost three in a row and lost eight out of last 10.
I'm getting mad at it. I don't know if you guys have Wabash, but Channel 32 is the Dayton Dragons.
Our Dayton Dragons got some. They got like six top prospects for us.
Yeah,
and they've had like one game on TV.
Who's that dude that was throwing last night or the other night? Hernandez.
Oh, Ariel.
He's throwing some
Ariel Hernandez. He just got
some guys that can throw smoke.
He just got put back down to Pensacola.
He's hitting 100.
100 with a sick curveball.
Yeah,
So we put him back to the minors, huh?
Well, we threw him until his arm fell off. Starting pitchers go about three innings, and then our bullpen goes seven.
We're in struggle.
Six.
Ain't good. But we had a nice start, though.
Once again, this is not a year you can look at wins and losses.
I agree with you.
You look at, is our young guys developing?
A week ago, we were looking at wins and losses because we were in first place.
I was not.
We were looking good.
And
we lost every game.
Oh, the young guys developing.
It's basically what happened last year. We came out.
Yep.
We got like eight, and then
doing great, and then all of a sudden the arms were falling off.
Wasn't good. 9-4 we lost. Votto did homer.
Votto homer in the first inning. Shebler
Duval might have. Duval homer. Shebler
had two.
Shebler had two.
Yeah.
We had four runs, four solo shots. Yep. Get somebody on base.
Hey, Thames didn't homer.
No. And he tweaked his hammy. Steroids wearing
That's
off.
That's because they knew he was getting close.
He said he's been tested three times this year.
Last night, he got hit that 11th home run. He got tested when he got in the clubhouse. The league had a drug test waiting on him.
I said, I got plenty of blood and urine.
Yeah.
Poke me all you want.
I seen someone else tweeted a picture when he was in the majors before he went to the Korean League, and he was jacked then. So I think maybe he's got something. I mean, I don't know if you guys have to follow Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I do. He's awesome.
Every time he punted a ball 60-plus yards, he'd get drug tested. And he'd put it on Twitter. He'd put it on Snapchat. He'd put it all over social media. And that's another thing. Listen to his podcast, The Greatest Things of All Time.
He's funny.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
And so he gave up his...
He gave up kind of
a cake job to do that. Why not? He's had plenty of money. Might as well do something he wants.
To wear jean shorts and make jokes and get crippled. It's pretty much what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And throws money around. According to his podcast, he throws money around like they've never seen before.
He does.
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, is that right?
He was at Vegas, and they said he won quite a bit, so on one of his podcasts, and he walked away from the table and threw $20,000 on, like, black, and just walked away. He didn't even care. They had to chase him down and tell him he won. And he said, I was stone colding every beer I got. So he was just busting them and dumping over his head.
He's unbelievable.
He is hilarious.
He is.
Me and Charles went and watched him in Fort Wayne last year, 2 years ago. Before he became real famous and comedian. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was hilarious.
He does. He got a lot
he's
of people
good.
Following him on Twitter,
Oh,
too.
My God.
That
he's
guy
good.
Does a great job. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming in, boys.
Yep.
That was fun. Bill back tomorrow?
Yes.
Bill's back tomorrow. Next Thursday or next Wednesday, we're going to try to get Jerry in here.
Yep.
Okay, because we got tournament draw
this Sunday. Yeah.
So we will be able to break down the tournament. We'll be able to break down the MAC and
big time.
If the weather permitting and we can get a W tomorrow, we're right in the thick of things.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we should be right over one of these.
It's going to be.
Because one of the two undefeated teams is going to lose this week. So.
Right. Somebody's going to lose Friday. So. Hopefully, we about almost got a reef for Coldwater, huh?
Yeah, because we got to play Coldwater.
Yeah, right.
We can beat Coldwater.
Then we can control what happens.
Yeah. I still think somebody's going to beat them.
I think so, too.
Yes. Versailles is in there yet. There's too many good teams. Yeah. So.
We need Versailles to get hot. I seen they pounded Minster the other night.
Yeah, I seen that, too.
I seen Minster beat Salina.
I just wonder who Salina threw about number four.
I was going to say it had to be.
They've had a tough stretch of games.
Wasn't that some kind of tournament, a weekend tournament?
It could have been.
I think it was a weekend tournament over like Fort Laramie or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. So the Redskins.
There's probably like a third or fourth pitcher.
Probably third or fourth pitcher.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank you guys for coming in. We're going to get the heck out of here. We're going to get out early tonight because it's been a long day. And then we're going to have a long night tomorrow night. So
long night.
Yep. Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Win the Super Bowl.
Go Cowboys.
Win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
I like it.
Yeah, V.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and V, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.